Okay, lecture 33. So last lecture we differentiated then between the essential metals and the toxic metals. With the toxic metals, you get ones with a low density, such as aluminium. In this particular course, I've decided to focus in simply on two of them, lead and mercury, to indicate what sort of things need to be considered when you're looking at a toxic environmental heavy metal. So lead then is produced in lead, zinc and silver mines. Often those metals occur together, so you'll end up with a lead zinc ore, for instance. The free metal, because it has a very low vapour pressure as a metal, generally speaking isn't a big problem except near a smelter. You know, in a smelter where they're actually turning this thing into liquid, there will be a vapour pressure there. The amount produced is megatons per year. The natural environment mobilises kilotons per year. So man is having a big effect at the moment in terms of the mobility of this particular metal. The main use remains as a lead acid storage battery in cars. Like I use deep cycle batteries up at Cape Trib, gel batteries. All of these things are using lead technology. The past use of lead, which continued in most of the developed countries until the 80s, was in leaded petrol. Still in relatively undeveloped places, it's still in use. So Africa, in principle, phased out the use of leaded petrol in about 2005, in principle. The reason for using tetraethyl lead was as an anti-knock compound in petrol, and these days then you provide a suite of organic compounds in your petrol that does the same task. The common oxidation states for lead then as the metal at zero, or lead 2+, or lead 4+. The lead that was used in leaded petrol then is a organometallic compound, so it's an alkyl compound of lead, was then burned in a high temperature environment and turned into lead oxide aerosol. That lead oxide aerosol then was plastered all over the globe, so it has actually been a useful indicator of the amount of civilization going on. It's the amount